That swing across that river is nothing for Benny.
So spikes can run for miles without breaking a sweat. His ears like a jackrabbit, he can see like a hawk.
Comes at quite a price.
It's the world we live in, not the world we want. But we've all changed a little bit.
Oh, I know.
Weaver told me how you stepped up.
Saw it for myself in that meeting. Proud of you, Hal. You know, I'm sorry, we haven't had a chance to catch up since you've been gone, but maybe when we get across this river, we can have a family dinner.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, I gotta ask a favor of you. It's important.
Sure, anything.
While the aliens have me, there's big chunks of time that I can't remember. I think they may have done something to my mind.
Like what?
I don't know. But I need you to promise me something.
Anything.
Just keep your eye on me. If I do anything strange, if I do anything that would endanger the lives of our people.
Okay, I'm dead. You're not.
Yeah, but if I do, I want you to stop me.
Stop you? How?
By any means necessary.
You know, you've been through a lot of crazy stuff, Dad. Let's go talk to Ann. All right? We'll go see Weaver.
No, I already talked to them. Now I'm talking to you, and I'm not asking. You gotta do this. I don't want to hurt anybody, Hal. Least of all you or Ben or Matt. I'm afraid, Hal. I'm scared.
Dad?
Yeah.
Dad, are you okay? Dad!
Dr. Glass, come quick! Something's happened to my dad!
Dad, I'm right here! Dad, can you hear me?